So anyhow, Penn State has something they call the World Campus, and it's been developed for quite a few years. And they offer, I think, 70 online degrees and certificates on their World Campus, and have about over 13,000 students enrolled in their World Campus. So I'm actually hired by the World Campus to teach the class, but any funds that are generated, like Mike mentioned, generating funds, in this case, a lot of the funds go back to the department. And our, like for example, this semester, this gives you an idea of kind of the World Campus. We call it a World Campus because we teach students from all over, basically all over the world. So I thought I'd give you a little background about the class and kind of quickly go through kind of like what an online class looks like. For some of you, you may not have done this before. So like I say, we started in 2008. I guess we've taught almost 400 students in the class I teach. Again, it's introductory soils. We've enrolled students from 34 different states and 4 different continents in that class. And right now, I'm teaching it, and I think I have 19 different majors or 18 different majors, but I looked and we've covered like 20 different majors have taken the class. So it's not just soils people that are taking it. And it's an introductory course, and the way we've set it up, we have 30 lessons and a summary, and we have 5 hands-on laboratory. Now, this was an interesting concept because when we first developed the course, there's a lot of criticism to say, hey, how can you teach introductory soils without a lab? And we've done that, and I think it's been one of the more successful parts of the class. It's kind of interesting now, I think, with the face-to-face class, I think they're going to eliminate the lab. So, so if the students want the lab, they're going to have to take the online class. So I give 5 exams, and in the course, we have like 30 different videos, animations, that type of thing. And again, as I mentioned, we teach it through what's called the World Campus. We have a lot of adult learners, and we do have some traditional undergraduate students. When I first started teaching it, it was only offered to students outside of Pennsylvania. Then we ended up offering it to members of our branch campus. Now we're offering it to members on the main campus. So that's been an administrative decision to make those changes. But now we have students right on our main campus that can take this in as well as the face-to-face class. I think it's been good. It's gotten students interested in soils. Both classes are maxed out. So I think it's worked really well for us. My class is full, the face-to-face class is full. So I think there's been a lot of synergism there to make soils exciting. That's the whole object here. That's why I got involved. So, and again, like I say, they do perform labs. Now, this is kind of how the course looks, kind of how it's organized. It starts out, we use what's called the ANGEL management, course management system to deliver the course. And this is what the students will see when they log on. This is kind of the outline of the course. They have a syllabus, course schedule, and then they can click on any of these. If they want to go to the lab folders, they just click on the icon. Or if they want to access the exams, all the exams are given online, 5 of them. And we have an extra credit session and whatever. And this is the 30 lessons. I think those of you that have taught, many of you in this room have taught introductory soils. And I think you can see that it's kind of it's pretty typical of what we'd cover in an online course or introductory soils course. And again, every so often we have an exam. And we pretty much go through the soil genesis morphology in the first part, physical properties, we get into chemical properties, we get into nutrition. Obviously with my background, we get into a lot of pedology. But then we also get into some land use and soil interpretation types of lessons. Now this is what that would start out as. The students would log in, and I give them a little introduction. This is about one of the first times they see me. and I guess they sometimes, most of them continue even after this little video. And but we kind of talk a little bit about what is online teaching, how, what do you expect, you know, how do you do it? And cause for some people, this may be their first online course. But this would be what, like what one of the lessons might kind of look like. Again, they click on any of these 30 lessons. They can go back and forth with these different lessons. For each lesson, I like to give them a little overview, a little bit of Peterson philosophy and all that stuff, and what are the objectives of the course. And then if there's any kind of readings or assignments, we like to have that covered. And then at the end of the course, we always have a wrap-up session. What are the things that you really need to know after you've taken this particular lesson? So that would be, that would, particular example, that was a lesson on soil genesis. Here would be a typical start of a lesson on soil horizons. Again, we go, every lesson is pretty similar. We have, again, the overview and objectives, what do we expect to cover in this lesson. And then we have a lot of animations, like these two animations, the students click on them and it'll show them how horizons develop and what are the things that go on during soil profile and soil horizon development. I think animations are pretty important. The other thing that we have are these little videos. And so they'll click on this video, and in this particular video, I have about a 3 or 4 minute video about how you describe soils. I think about 5 or 6 minutes is about a maximum for a video. By that time, I think they're dozing off or doing something else. But again, here would be the wrap-up. But these videos have been a very important part of the class. So again, I'm not standing up lecturing. The only time they really see me are on these little video clips. Now, soil mineralogy, the other powerful thing about online teaching is here the students can click on this virtual site at the University of Wisconsin. And you know, it's kind of hard to do that when you're doing face-to-face teaching, but they say, hey, I want some more in-depth on soil mineralogy. Here it is, at a click, they're accessing that really very powerful site. And again, we go through a lot of these different lessons and soil taxonomy. There's all kinds of really wonderful materials out there. Those of you that have been involved in teaching soil taxonomy know that the NRCS has some beautiful kinds of profile pictures and discussions of soil taxonomic system. So the other thing is that when you develop these online courses, you need to take advantage of all this stuff that's out there. And it's just available, and it really enhances the course. And the thing that I think is really important with the students today, I don't care who they are, having a lot of visual impact. I don't think they like just reading a lot of textual material. You need to supplement it with a lot of images, a lot of videos, a lot of animations. Like here's one that, this is probably the longest one I have. I have, I think, 5 or 7 minutes talking about how do you map soils. This was kind of a difficult one, but I went out there and we videoed, and I dug some holes and showed them how do you actually generate a soil map. The other thing that we get into, of course, is interpretations of soils. And we spent a lot of time on this particular lesson talking about soil interpretations and how to use the Webb Soil Survey. And this is really interesting because probably most of the people that take this course have never even heard of a Webb Soil Survey. But if they go through this, they're amazed at the power of the Webb Soil Survey. And those of us that work with it, we should take it, you know, we take it too much for granted. It's such a powerful source of information. And again, sometimes we have different kinds of readings. Like I say, I don't use a textbook in the class, but I do say, well, if you want to use a text, you should go ahead, and I give them some recommendations on textbooks. This is probably one of the more interesting chapters for students. I have a pretty extensive chapter on soil degradation, and especially a lot of my students that are taking the class don't have a soils background. And to understand that, you know, soils are degrading all over the world and how they're degrading, this has been a really popular chapter, as this one, this non-agricultural uses of soils. you know, one of the points I really want to get home is how important soils are and in these kinds of different uses. And sometimes I do have sections of the, I use Mike Singer's book, commercial plug here, but I do have a couple chapters that I've actually copied, and they're on reserve at the library. So you can do that if you want to use a textbook. There's some rules and regulations you have to go through, but you can take sections of books and put them on reserve in the library. Now, the way I end up the course, I end up with a summary here of what we've talked about in the class, but I try to highlight all kinds of things they read about when they fly and they get USA Today or Time Magazine or whatever, some important topics that relate to soils, like food security or whatever. So this, I think the students kind of like this at the end, pulling all this together. The last little thing I wanted to quickly touch on were the labs. Again, as I mentioned, I have five labs. And what I ask the student to do in lab one is to go ahead and actually do a site selection. It's kind of like their soil. You know, go select the site that you want to work with this semester. So in the first lab, they have to select the site and tell me about it and get permission to use the site and why are they using it, and kind of like, this is my site. And they actually like that. The second lab, they actually go out and dig a pit, and I have them describe the soil. They have to take the digital images, send me pictures, and the thing they have to do is go ahead and collect some sample, a soil sample. And then in lab three, I have them do infiltration, percolation for two different sites, their site and a contrasting site. So that gets them, how do you do some field work in soils? And then in lab four, they have sent their sample in to the Penn State analytical lab. They get the electronic results back for particle size and chemical, and they have to do a real detailed, in-depth interpretation of the lab analyses. And then the last lab is, for their site, I have them select a 4,000-acre area around their site, and they have to develop seven or six different kinds of interpretive maps and develop a land use plan that I lay out in real specific details for their site. So again, this gets them into the web soil survey. Now the results, we've worked on this class, and it really, I think, is flows real well. We've developed a nice independent course, an online course. It's pretty popular. We've gotten some really good students like the course. We get really high ratings on the course. And just a few student comments. These are just a few I selected. And the interesting thing is, the surprise to me, again, I taught face-to-face for 40 years, and I thought, hey, you can't really do it online. But I'm really a believer, and the students, I've had almost every semester I'll get at least one student that'll say, hey, this is better than face-to-face instruction. So I think there's got a lot of possibilities. I think this online teaching, again, I really feel it's kind of the wave of the future. I think 10, 15 years from now, I think that's the way we're going to be presenting a lot of our courses in this mode. Now we do have a little poster session, and I've got this little poster up down at the poster, and all right, well, thank you.